Hello everyone, my name is Miss Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hate Land. My most recent publications is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title, but different subheaders. Well, today's Keep It Simple series episode is It's Not the End of the World. And I know, well, in the Christian community, we know that the end of the world is coming. But what I'm referencing to is, well, us as Bible-believing Christians, we know that the end of the world, aka the end of the age, is coming soon. Yes. But what I'm referencing is when there is a problem or a hiccup that transpires in our life at some point or another, it is not the end of the world as we know it in our circle. For example, a seemingly great relationship that doesn't appear to have any problems or issues, there may be a little explosion there, but that does not mean that it is the end of the world. That is the opportunity to go ahead, get your bearings straight, locate the source of the issue, apologize if necessary, set new boundaries, make kind but firm demands, and should that relationship not be in a position to be fully restored, guess what? It's still not the end of the world. There are billions of people on this planet, and God will see fit that at least one of them will genuinely be a very good, kind friend. Same with employment. Things may be going great. Everything is going awesome, like awesome sauce. And then it seems like all of a sudden, someone isn't there anymore. And it's like, what's going on? Trust me, it is not the end of the world. Do you know how many companies would love to have and glean and partake of your wisdom, your personality, your etiquette, your organizational skills, yada, yada, yada. It's not the end of the world. Lastly, someone may be thinking, I thought I would be married by now. I thought I would be a mother by now. I thought I would be a husband by now for the dudes out there. It's not the end of the world. There are still plenty of people you get the opportunity to meet who I hope are equally yoked. And in a Bible community, when I say equally yoked, we're talking about someone who is compatible like a left and right shoe. They're not exactly like you, but they have enough similarities to where they complement the right shoe just like the left shoe complements the right. The only difference is that they're created for their spectrum of how they're supposed to fit in your life. So when you hear that, the phrase or saying equally yoked, just think of a left and right shoe, where if you try to go ahead and put and switch shoes, it's going to be very, very uncomfortable. And that's normally how it is in relationships. When you try to switch roles that you should not be in, it becomes very, very, very apparent that the individual is very uncomfortable. So, lastly, it's not the end of the world if people misunderstand you or mistreat you. People have the right to act as they do. Do they have the right to make you feel subservient? Absolutely not. Do they have a right to be overbearing? Absolutely not. Do they have the right to make you feel like you're less than who you are? Absolutely not. Do they have a right to lie on you? Absolutely not. But at the same time, you know, people and their attitudes towards you is like dessert. There's so many sweet, savory, and tart desserts out there. But just because there's so many options doesn't mean that all of those desserts appeal to your palate. So if you happen across the path of someone who appears to treat you as if you do not appease their palate, that's okay. Don't try to force yourself to be in their company because you just may not be their cup of tea. They may prefer coffee and cream. So This Keep It Simple series episode homework assignment for the week is, drum roll please, write down on one side of the paper one thing that really seemed to get you down, something that really appeared to try to challenge your love walk in Christ. And even if you're not a Bible believer, something that really seemed to weigh on you, just write down that one thing. Now on the opposite sheet of that paper, write down every single thing that's going right. You have a car, that's great, it's paid off, that's even better. You have money in a bank, even if it's 2 cents, at least there's something in there. You may want to write down, you woke up in good health and you don't feel bad anymore. You may even want to write down, okay, you woke up and although you didn't feel well, at least you feel somewhat better. And even if you don't feel better, you will feel better soon. So write down all of the things that's going great. And I guarantee you, oh my gosh, terrible English. I guarantee that eventually you will be thankful for life once again. Because it's not over until it's over. Well, that includes my Keep It Simple series episode for the week. If you would like to know more about me, you can find me on a plethora of avenues. There is my God-Given University Publishing LLC webpage on Facebook and on Instagram, as well as the acronym for God-Given University Publishing LLC at wordpress.com. You can also follow my personal author page, which is Be Strong, Stay Strong on Facebook or lalitawilliams.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ because He cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things, for real. And find a reason to be thankful.